The White House claims it's cut the government's building's footprint by 25 million square feet in 5 years. That's the equivalent of three Pentagons. Now OMB Controller David Mader wants new money from Congress to shrink that footprint even more. But auditors say agencies first need to do a better job of organizing their portfolios. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. So, Meredith, tell us how they got to those three Pentagons and why they need more money to cut it further.
Hi, Tom. The three Pentagons Dave Mader is talking about is the roughly 25 million square feet of space the government reduced in its across-the-board portfolio in the last few fiscal years. All told, that saved the country about $300 million in rent, operations, maintenance costs. And I know that might sound like rental rates here in D.C., but considering that, according to the GSA's Federal Real Property Profile database, just last fiscal year, large agencies reported they had more than 7,000 excess or underutilized properties. And now that can mean anything from an office building to a courthouse, utility building, even some of the labs and containment areas that USDA uses and other laboratories in the government. The General Services Administration is the government's landlord. And so GSA was the focus of a House oversight hearing where Mader came to plead his case for more money.
And what is he actually asking for?
He wants more money, and he also wants cooperation between the congressional chambers. To help reduce this footprint even more. A few years ago, a policy went to place called the Freeze the Footprint, which basically instructed agencies to, hey, freeze your footprint. Don't grow any more office or warehouse space. Stick to your fiscal 2012 baseline levels of office space. And then in 2015, OMB also released a national strategy for real property, and which Mader said requires agencies to implement a five-year rolling planning process that sets annual square foot reductions, disposal targets, that kind of thing. So looking ahead the next 5 years, the plan is to cut another 61 million square feet of office space and warehouse space from agencies' portfolios. But Mader said in the last few fiscal years, Congress has underfunded GSA's Federal Buildings Fund by more than $5 billion. And he said during the hearing that he asked the congressman to support the president's budget for this next year, which includes a $100 million request for GSA's consolidation fund and would also allow GSA to use rent funds for construction of new facilities and maintenance of existing ones.
Well, I guess it's probably hard for Congress to understand why they're asking for $100 million to get rid of properties. Maybe it's to buy out leases, possibly, or to renovate existing space to squeeze more people in?
Right. Renovations, for sure. That's one of them. And it's just a whole range of uses to make the best of these buildings, either to knock them down or in some cases even move them. Because one of the problems is that there's some buildings that could be used because they're vacant, but they're in secured areas. They're bunkers off of a nuclear site, and you can't just have anybody walking in.
So spend a little bit now and we'll deliver more savings to you in the long term, I guess, is the prospect here. But there's already been some legislation in this area, correct?
Right. Earlier this summer, the House passed the Federal Asset Sale and Transfer Act, and that was moved over into the Senate earlier in July. Here's Mader.
Again, I have to reemphasize, as frustrated as the members are and the chairman, I've been doing this for 2 years since I came to the administration. I'm frustrated, too, that we can't get the House and Senate to agree on legislation that everybody agrees on, that we need savings coming back to do more disposals. We need McKinney-Vento streamlined.
And McKinney-Vento streamlined, what did he mean by that?
That has to do with housing for homeless. It's part of a larger act, but it involves vacant properties or reusing federal properties that aren't used anymore from agencies.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Now, does everyone support this type of plan that Mader is putting forth?
Kind of. Auditors agree that, yes, there's opportunity to make better use of government buildings, but their first recommendation is the government needs to get a handle on its lists of properties. David Wise, he's the director of physical infrastructure at the Government Accountability Office. He said that there's a lack of reliable data and there's a complex disposal process for these buildings and limited accessibility, going back to some of those federal properties that are tucked away in nuclear silos. Those are all reasons why the government is struggling to rid itself of unwanted real estate. Here's Wise.
And I think that many of the problems we talk about when it comes to the federal real property management really kind of circle back to that foundational issue, which is there are still problems with having a clearly accurate and comprehensive real property database. I know that OMB and GSA have been working hard to try to improve that, but we have still found continuing issues with how agencies report the data as it cycles back up into the larger database. And so that's a continuing problem, meaning that for federal real property managers, if you don't really know what you've got and what condition it's in, then how do you make rational management decisions?
That was David Wise. He's the director of physical infrastructure at GAO. Now, Michael Gelber, deputy commissioner of GSA's Public Building Services, said his agency is working to address this data accuracy, including issuing new validation and verification procedures. And in January, GSA launched a newer version of the Real Property Management Tool. And this allows agencies to view leases and occupancy agreements, rent per square foot, like across the government. And GSA also this summer stood up an asset consolidation tool. Here's Gelber.
GSA's Real Property Management Tool allows agencies to identify expiring leases and occupancy agreements and recognize cost savings that could be realized from the disposal of underutilized and inactive assets. Agencies could also use this tool to view benchmarks such as rent per square foot, operating and maintenance costs per square foot, square feet per person, and compare agency-specific data with government-wide averages. Another tool, which GSA launched this June, is the Asset Consolidation Tool. This tool allows an agency user to identify what federal space exists in a certain geographic area, such as a zip code, a particular city, county, or within a mileage radius of a particular building. This information enables agencies to make targeted searches for space that other agencies currently occupy in a given area.
All right, so that's GSA's Gelber on the whole space tool. Sounds great. What happens next?
Well, members of the Oversight Committee said they would be interested in using that tool and eventually sharing it with the private sector, because then they could just go down the list of places that they could go to buy or use. The Federal Assets Act, again, is in the Senate, and it could get some attention in the next coming weeks, although we do have the end of fiscal year this Friday.
Yeah, ain't going to happen this session.
Yeah, not to mention the election. Committee members also recommended Wise and the GAO work with state and local governments, because they said there's a lot of red tape there as well.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers, thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues and read her story, federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive, and click share with friends.